Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L. Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L. Gurkha, G-U-R-K-A. He was born 3/13/62, 10/9/25. It's a 63-year-old gentleman who comes in today with the evaluation of cellulitis of the lower extremity secondary to hand bites, which is showing much improvement. Period. New paragraph. On his last blood test, he had increased urine and creatinine, and an increased liver function test, and increased TSH. Period. He also has a hemoglobin A1C of 6.3. Period. New paragraph. He hasn't been to a doctor for 50 years. He used to be a heavy drinker. He just lives on a farm now, taking care of his father. He's not very motivated. He doesn't know much about his health care. He doesn't know how to do things. He doesn't know how to even pick up medications. He doesn't have a phone. Basically, Mr. Gurkhard lives in different time period than the most of us. Period. Surgery, he says he's never had any surgery. Only medication he's had is Bactrim DS, doxycycline, and Bactroban that was given to him recently because of infection of his lower extremity. Surgery, none. Medical problems, none, except for heavy drinking in the past. Never been under drug abuser. His alk phos was 242. Social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink anymore, lives with his father, he doesn't work, he takes care of his father who is 98, and the father is still working on the phone, making money. His mom died of diabetes, his father's pretty healthy, allergy, none. He's alert, he's awake, he weighs 206 pounds, 98.3, 98, 18, 93, 153 over 95.
I'm going to keep the order for you, okay?
That's fine. Whatever you need to do.
1 second. Heart positive, some positive, rest two. Lungs clear, abdomen soft. Make sure JVD skin shows no ash, except for the insect bites, neurological non-focal. His blood pressure elevation is up today, but his last blood pressure was within normal limits. So, assessment, cellulitis, lower extremity improving, no sign of DVT. Number two, being of 31, creatinine 1.6. Yes, sir. I don't see any hydronephrosis. He does have mild BPH. Next number, increased liver function test. Next number, alk phos is over 200. Next number, EtOH use extensive in the past. Next number, increased globulin. Next number, he has a limited insurance, so we're kind of limited in what we can do. Next number is, I'd like to check him for multiple myeloma. With his renal insufficiency, increased globulin, but that's out of question at this time. Next number, I am going to get a hepatitis profile. Next number is, I'm going to get a GGT. Next number, I'm going to add synthroid 50 microgram for treat his TSH. Next number is, I'm going to also give him metformin 500 BID. Next number, the increased liver function test could be related to diabetes, could be related to his renal failure. I'm going to get a CT to rule out any space-occupying lesion. Next number is synthroid 50 microgram once. The next is metformin 500 BID. Next number is silvadine cream for his leg. Next number is finish antibiotics. Next number, reevaluate in 2 weeks. Next number above was this explained to him with three of our nurses to make sure he understands what he needs to do. And we'll see him at that time. Thank you.